to Bab Dada's Avyaktavani last night. And we have also been listening to and studying Bab Dada's previous Avyaktavanis. After going through them thoroughly, I find that there are mainly 16 states of mind about which generally Baba talks about. Because his main aim is to make us perfect. And Baba has explicitly said in some of the Vanis, some of the Murlis, that Maya leaves some effects upon us. And those effects cause defects, and those defects do not enable us to make perfect, to become perfect. So in order to become perfect, we have to wash off our defects and to be free from the effects of Maya. And how many are the effects of Maya? So that how many are the main states of our mind, which may be said to be due to the effects of Maya, which we are to get liberated from? That is the main question. Take for example the last night's Murli, last night Avyaktavani. The state of mind which is called by many desires was the main theme of last night's Murli. Ichha matram avidya, that our state of mind should be desireless. We should not be ambitious. Because if we have desires, it means that we do not have the practical divine wisdom. It shows we are still ignorant. The knowledge has not become a part of our practical life. And people who don't have this godly knowledge, who have not had the achievements of this spiritual path, their mind is scattered. So this is another state of mind, the scattered state of mind, which Baba generally talks about. The mind is wandering. It is scattered. It is not having concentration. So I find that there are mainly 16 states of mind. And if we keep a vigil, if we keep a watch, if we time to time try to examine ourselves, have introspection, and try to be free from those 16 negative states, then we can become Sola Kala Sampuran. That is, we can have 16 degrees of divinity. We can become 16 degrees pure, 16 degrees celestial, or whatever other name you may like to give it. Because Baba says that we have to become perfect. And when he wants to explain what is meant by perfection, the very first thing he says about perfection is that we have divine qualities in 16 degrees full. Not a single degree will be lacking. And I find that if we try to eliminate these 16 negative states and instead of them have 16 positive states, which are the opposite of them, then we become divinized beings. We become devis and devtas, gods and goddesses. Then we have our original state. Now, I will take those one by one. One of the states of mind which I would like first of all to take is what Baba generally says in Hindi, chanchal sthiti, that the mind is not stabilized. It is fidgety. It is wandering. It is scattered. It is running from one to the other. Last night also Baba was saying that we want to fulfill one desire, and as soon as that desire is fulfilled, we have so many other desires to fulfill. One desire gives birth to so many other desires. Desires can never be completely satisfied. Someone has compared them to a fire. If you put something into the fire will burn all the more. There will be bigger blaze of fire. The fire will not be extinguished, rather it will have more brightness, you see. Same is the case with desires. If you try to feed your desires, try to fulfill your desires, you will have more desires. There has been a saint known as Bhartrihari in India. He has said, Bhoga na bhukta vayam eva bhukta. We cannot satisfy ourselves by trying to have the sensual objects. Rather, we ourselves will wither away. We will be worn out. Our teeth, our eyes, our physical organs will become old. They will become worn out rather than the things. There is no end to man's desires. So therefore Baba was dealing mainly with the desires last night and the state of mind which is caused by desires. He said that a man who has so many desires is like a beggar. He has no contentment. And if a person has just 2 rupees and another person compared to him has 2 millions of rupees, but the man who has 2 rupees has contentment, has no further desires, is more happy person. He is not a beggar. He will look to be satisfied. Whereas the other person who has 2 millions of rupees but has so many desires, he will look like a beggar. So Baba had been comparing to that state of mind. So you will find that one of the states of mind which Baba generally tries to deal with is this wandering state of mind, scattered state of mind. Because our mind has to be pinpointed, concentrated. We have to concentrate on that Supreme Being who is just a point of light. And that requires concentration. And Bij Rupa Avastha, the seed state. The seed state is a very powerful state, but that requires complete concentration. If we have complete concentration, we have bliss, extreme bliss. Our state of mind would be as if we feel like jumping. There will be so much of ecstasy, so much of happiness, inner happiness, that it will be difficult to contain it within ourselves. But that seed state which is full of things, bliss comes from so many other achievements. We can have that only when we have concentration. And if we have no concentration, if our mind is wandering away, we cannot gather it at one point, it means we have so many desires which have not been fulfilled. We are after so many things and they are drawing our mind to them. And that is why we are finding it hard to draw our mind from those things to this point. So there are some ambitions, there is some kind of another kind of consciousness which does not enable us to become conscious of Shiv Baba, pinpointedly conscious of him. So that scattered state of mind or that wandering state of mind which Baba calls Chanchal Avastha. In the Gita also it has been said that a yogi has Sthit Pragya Avastha, Sthit Pragya. So many people have written full books upon this state of mind, Sthit Pragya. When our mind, our consciousness come top, you know, I don't know exactly what you call that top. The children generally have a toy. You see, when it is spinning at its maximum speed, it is just, though it is moving, it looks like still. So that state of mind. Otherwise, when that state is gone, it loses its balance and it begins to fall. It has a tilt and ultimately it falls down. So that state of mind, when there is equanimity, when there is balance, and when there is stability, when there is fixity, when there is concentration, then we have the maximum bliss. And Baba had been talking about the achievements. And one of the main achievements is bliss of this Brahman life, this yogi's life, of this Sangam Yuga life, is bliss. Because this stage cannot be had even in paradise. Even in Satyugi world, the world of the golden age, we will have so many kinds of all the types of enjoyments. But there will be sensual sorts of things. By remaining in the remembrance of Shiv Baba, by being stabilized in it. And that state can come only when we are desireless. And you know, when Baba had divine visions, one of the first sentences which emanated from his mouth was, Pana tha jo pa liya aur kya baki raha. Whatever I had to achieve, I had to attain, I have attained. Now there is nothing left which I should try to achieve or after which I should run. So that was the state of mind on which yoga is built. Yoga is like a structure or a superstructure, and the basic ground on which it is built, the state of equanimity or bliss, that is built only on a stage of desirelessness. The more we are desireless, the more is stabilized our state of mind, and the more is our state of mind stabilized and equanimous, the more is fixity in yoga. And the more is the fixity in yoga, the higher is our stage of bliss. That bliss, which is not alone, but which carries with it that light, that might, that purity, that constant happiness, the sense of fulfillment, the sense of achievement. Because in bliss, all these are combined together. When we are experiencing bliss, the sense of fulfillment is there. It is not that we are not contented at that time. Because just as a book has a table of contents, unless and until we have some contents, how can we have contentment? Contentment also would come from something, you see. If we have achieved something, then only we can be contented. Otherwise, it would be only self-complacence, I should say, complacency. Just that it is a make-believe sort of thing. If I feel I am contented, I don't make efforts. It is false contentment. And false contentment is self-deception. Contentment has to come from something which we have achieved. And our first achievement should be the stage of desirelessness. And that comes only when we feel that we have attained Baba. Because our first search was for God. And now that we have taken that divine birth, we have become children of God practically. We will have His inheritance. There is no doubt about it. And this gives us the sense of fulfillment. This gives us contentment. Now everything we will have, because He is the bestower, He will give us. We need not pray for it. We only have to act according to His directions, His Srimad. That is the only thing we are called upon to do, and rest He will shower upon us. Because He knows what we want to have, and He is there to give it to us. So that comes from there. Now, this is the first stage, and you will find, I will just give you some points from Avyaktavanis, various Avyaktavanis, how Baba tells about this state of mind. This, what I said, the wandering or the scattered state of mind. You may call it the fidgetiness, sportiveness, waywardness. People in religious translations have expressed this state of mind in so many words. Now, you see, every state of mind has some symptoms. When certain people come to our center, some seekers, you will find that because of the different states of mind, whatever they utter, whatever they speak, it has some symptoms. They come from a different state of mind. Some people are already having something, others are seeking, some are seeking peace, some are seeking some other thing, name and fame. So whatever one is seeking, it comes out from what he talks. So there are some symptoms and there are some causes. Of each state of mind. Because just as we want to cure a physical disease by knowing its causes and symptoms, and then we try to eradicate the causes, so have we to do with these mental states of mind, these spiritual states of mind. And the present state of mind which I am talking about is this waywardness, or this sportiveness, this wandering or scattered state of mind. And you will find that any man who is over-ambitious or desirous, He will have so many complexes, so many things will become complicated. One is desirous, another man is also desirous. Even in the field of godly service, I want to do some service. Another brother also at the same center wants to do some service. A third one also wants to do some service. All three of us are over ambitious. We want to do a lot of service. We have come only recently. And so many senior sisters and brothers have done a lot of service. So let us also do a lot of service. Okay, the goal is very good. And at the very face of it, it looks that we are doing something very good. According to Baba Srimad, service, we are all servants. Baba says you are sevadhari. Right? We want to do service. Now, because of that ambition, we try to cross each other's path. And then there are clashes sometimes. There is rivalry, there is jealousy, there is bitterness, there is hatred. Why? Because our service has also got certain other motives. It has also certain personal desires. When Baba says that we should not have desires, it does not mean that we should not have the desire of service also. There are certain desires. After all, they say as long as there is life, there is hope. We are all living because we want to do something. We want to achieve something. Certain things have to be achieved. But in a noble way, and we have some noble goals. If we want to just become an instrument, we want to do service, we want to glorify Baba. If that is our desire, then it is, there can be no clash. If another man wants to do, we will be happy, we will say, let us cooperate. Alright, you do it, I help you. I cooperate with you because I am not desirous of name and fame. I don't want to let people say that I did it, I get the credit for me. My aim is not to get credit. That is not the desire within me. My desire is because I have been able to attain Baba, and there are people who are desirous of peace. They are praying to God for peace. And Baba said in last night Murli also, that you must have compassion. You must tell them about Baba so that they can also have this, what you have achieved. So my desire is only this much. That's all. I want to cooperate with anybody, let anyone be the leader. I want to serve. That's all. I don't want any personal name and fame. So there can be no clash, no bitterness, no rivalry, no jealousy, nothing of the sort. But if I have desires for personal glorification rather than Baba's glorification, then even this, you will find that so many things will come in. You see, as I said, the negative traits will come in, and they do come in. At some places, at some stages, we find they do come in because these are the tests which we generally have to pass. So therefore, Baba says desirelessness. Desire, but desirelessness. Baba says pravritti, but nivritti. You do the action, but you don't do the action. Now therefore in the Gita there is the question, God, my Lord, you ask me to do action, and you also ask me to refrain from action. I am confused, totally confused. What exactly you want me to do? You want me to have some desire, to have compassion. And on the compassion for what? For doing something. And how can I do something unless and until I desire? I desire to do something, then only I can have compassion. And on the other hand, you ask me to have no desire. And if I have no desire, I sit tight, all right. I don't do anything. No, I have not to have desire for my personal glorification. You see, something personal. My desire is to help people because Baba says I am bestower and you are my children. You should also bestow it upon others. My desire is to follow Baba. That's all. And this much desire, Baba says, has to be there because then only action cannot come without a motivation. There has to be some motive, some aim or object. You just read the constitution of the institution. The institution was founded because of some desires. But there were some divine desires. And those desires are mentioned as aims and objects of the institution. And that is the first part of the constitution. Because what you want to do, what this institution stands for, you must first mention. So desires have to be there. But certain kinds of desires have not to be there. Because they make our mind waver, they make our mind fidgety. And you will find that Baba has mentioned in so many murlis what we have to do for that. Now, for example, in some of the murlis, Baba said, kamna rakhne se parinam kaman ho jata hai. If you just have kamna, that is desire, the result of your achievement will be common. It will not be high class. See, how Baba asks us to be free from desires and to be that free from that kind of state of mind. You see, Baba says that if you have, in Hindi, the word kamna has two things, you see. Kam, the word kam also means sex lust. The word kam also means desire. Baba says if you have kamna, that is if you have desire, then your goal will be not that high class. It will be commonplace. So if then again it means, if I want that my result should not be commonplace, then again I have to desire not to have desire. Isn't it? That I should not have a desire. Why should I have not a desire? So that my achievement, my result becomes high class. But this kind of desire is there. But this desire is a noble desire. Because this means that I don't want personal glorification, nothing for me. And then Baba says, if your mind is wandering, scattered, if you are not able to concentrate perfectly well, not able to stabilize your mind in that consciousness, high class consciousness, then Baba says, samaya ki samapti ka nischay karo. Baba's words generally rhyme, and they, what we read in Hindi is rather, you see, gives us some better explanation than when we translate it. So therefore I am reading the original one in Hindi, and then trying to translate it. समय की समाप्ति का निश्चय करो. बाबा सेज इफ समवन्स माइंड कैन नॉट बी कंसेंट्रेटेड इट इज बिकॉज ही हैज फॉरगॉटन अबाउट दैट दी ही लैक्स फेथ दैट दी फैग एंड ऑफ द टाइम हैज अराइव्ड. हैव फेथ इन द फैग एंड ऑफ द टाइम दैट द प्रेजेंट टाइम इज जस्ट कमिंग टू एंड इट इज द टेल एंड ऑफ कलयुग. इफ वी जस्ट फील देयर इज टाइम एनफ देन वी लेट लूज आवर माइंड लेट आवर थॉट्स वांडर अबाउट. But if we feel, you see, that we are at the end of the time, then we are able to control better. This is one thing which Baba asks us to keep in mind. Then in one murli, Baba said, Bure sankalpon ko bhasm karne ki tili drid sankalp. You see, because if the mind wanders, there are certain thoughts which should not be there. And how to finish them away? How to get rid of them? Baba says, just as to burn certain things, we burn a matchstick, then dridhta, the determination is the matchstick for burning away all the negative and useless or waste thoughts. If you have waste thoughts, what you should do is that you should have determination. Unless and until we have determination, we say, all right, it will slowly and steadily happen. After all, it takes some time. If we are not able to control our mind easily and instantly, we say, after all, it is not a easy job, it takes some time. Because our mind has been thinking of all sorts of things for 63 past lives. So how can we make it pinpointedly concentrated just in one day's effort? It takes some time. So that gives us laxity in our efforts. If on the other hand we determine that the end of the time is reached and we have very little time left, then only we can control it in a better way. Then Baba says, Laksh aur Lakshan ko saman banane wale bano. We have a Laksh, it means goal. And in Hindi, the word Laksh has got special significance because Laksh is what is in front of your eyes, what you are constantly seeing. So your goal should not be something which you are missing from your sight, but your goal should be always in front of your eyes. So this Laksh, the word Laksh has got a special meaning. It means your goal. But it also means the aim or the goal which is constantly in your sight, so that it does not, you do not miss it. When a person wants to shoot at a target, he aims his gun at that point. And that aim, you see, is sort of Laksh. And then Lakshan, Baba says the qualities. Now there is difference between the Laksh and the Lakshan. Your aim or goal is to become gods and goddesses or deities. But the qualities you have are not that. Because, let us take the case of anger. Now, we may not express anger by a word of mouth. We may not express anger by our physical actions. But our mind may entertain anger. We may be angry against somebody, though we are not expressing it because there are some divine sisters and brothers with us. And if they listen to us, they will think that we still become angry. So that we try to control anger. But the anger is very much there in our mind, you see. So that has not gone, that has not finished. So there is difference between the state which we want to achieve, but our present state. And how to fill up the gap. So if you just pay your attention to this, that still there is a lot of gap between our goal and our present state, then you will be serious, then you will make sincere efforts. And then you will be able to have concentration. If you think, oh, all right, like others, I find so many others also, they don't have those qualities. So, nothing to be serious. Then there is albelapan, because Baba's murlis, many murlis are about carelessness. Then I become careless. But Baba says, become active and alert. So I can't become active and alert unless and until I am sincere, unless and until I am serious. And I can't become serious and sincere unless and until I notice the gap between my final state, which I want to achieve, and my present state. How much is the gap? Because this much is to be covered. Like a student who is studying at the university, the examination is quite at hand, and he finds that lot of courses have to be covered. He has still to do a lot of reading, to take lot of notes. He has to memorize so many things, details. So then he is serious, he burns midnight oil. But if on the other hand he is not careful and serious about it, then he doesn't pay attention. So Baba says, just pay your attention to the gap between your final state and your present state. Then only you will be able to control your mind and have fixity. In another Murli Baba said, chote se daag se bhi value kam ho jati hai. You see, we have a diamond. And Baba says, if a diamond is very good, very big, it weighs very much, so much. But if it has got, you see, a little bit of defect and a little bit of what you may call flaw or flow, then its value becomes so much less. So Baba says, you just see to what blots you have, what defects you have. Even if you have some small defects, some small dots, they reduce your value as a diamond. Baba generally says that you are the diamonds Baba's diamonds. But Baba says if you have got some defects, even a small defects, the value of this diamond will become that much less. So you have to pay your attention to that. Then only you will be sincere and serious in your efforts. And in another Murli Baba said, jaisi vritti vaisa vibration phailega. As your vritti, your mood of mind, your state of mind, so will be your vibrations. So you should not be concerned about your scattered state of mind for your own sake, but also for others' sake. Suppose I am sitting in the class. Now my mind is not stabilized. I am doing disservice. Others are practicing meditation, but my mind is wandering away from one end to the other. Then what happens is that others also are being disturbed in their meditation because the thoughts are powerful and those thoughts vibrate and those vibrations are disturbing the atmosphere. So that lok sangraha, just thinking of the world, you are on world service and you want, your aim is to give peace to all. And how can your mind be scattered? Even if you are not controlling it for your sake, for others' sake, for God's sake, for brother's sake, because they will also be disturbed by your scattered mind, by your wandering thoughts. So always think that your thoughts are creating some atmosphere. They are having some vibrations. And those vibrations are affecting others. Just as you don't want to throw the rubbish just on the roadside because you think that there should be cleanliness, same is the case with your thoughts. In another Murli Baba said, thoughts are my creation, I am the creator. Sankalp meri rachna hai, main ka rachayita hu. If you are unable to control your mind, previously we have been thinking that mind is something separate from us. But now, Baba has explained that mind is one of the abilities of ourself. The thoughts emanate from the self. So it is your creation. How is it that the creator is unable to control the creation? So if we think on those lines, then we will be able to control our thoughts. So this is one state of mind I was talking about, how we have to control our mind and get it concentrated. Such like thoughts you will find, such like versions you will find in Avyaktamanis. One of the states of mind about which Avyaktamanis deal is this waywardness, this scattered mind. Patanjali also, you see, if you just read Patanjali's Yoga Darshana, Patanjali has also said, Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha. Yoga means controlling the states of mind, you see. And a yogi has his mind controlled. He hasn't got all these negative states. In another Avyaktamani, Baba said, Alaukik Janam Lekar Laukik Karya Karenge To Kya Labh. We have taken the divine birth. Our birth is now the spiritual birth. It is the alaukik jan, alaukik birth. And if after taking alaukik birth, this divine birth, if we do laukik work, that is if we do ordinary actions, then Baba says, what is the significance of this alaukik birth? So any thought, if I want to discuss politics with somebody, and which has no meaning, you see, naturally I am wasting my breath, I am wasting my time, I am taking my mind into waywardness, my mind will be scattered. I should just think, you see, I have taken divine birth and I am just talking about ordinary commonplace things which have no meaning for a Brahmin. So how am I to control my mind? Because Brahmin has got a divine birth and I should thus be conscious of this, that having taken divine birth, I should not do laukik thoughts, these ordinary and wayward thoughts. Then in one of the Murlis, Baba says, Jo samay ko moolya nahi deta, wo swayam ko moolyavan nahi bana sakta. If I do not value time, I cannot become a valuable child of Baba. You see. So if I just value time, because every thought requires some time to, you see, whenever I think of certain things, I spend some time upon it. So my time is wasted if useless thoughts, meaningless thoughts, ordinary or commonplace thoughts come to my mind. So my time is money, and this Sangam Yogi time is very valuable. And Baba says, if you want to become valuable, multi-million diamond worth, then you have to value time. And if you have to value time, how can you have wayward thoughts, thoughts which are useless, waste thoughts? You cannot have. This is how you should control your mind. And then sometimes what happens is, someone has behaved with me as he should not have. A Brahmin brother or a Brahmin sister, the teacher of a center or a brother who comes to the center, he or she treated me in a way which is not Brahmin-like, which is against Shrimat. You see, I don't like the manners, the etiquette of a person. I feel disturbed. Certain thoughts come to my mind. Is it the Brahmin way of life? Is it the yogi way of life? There is no yogi atmosphere here. You see, all this talk, all this atmosphere was commonplace. It was not good, so on and so forth. Now thoughts begin to come. And I do not know that these thoughts are wasting my time. I think they are only natural because I observe these things. And they are naturally going to affect my mind. I am just contemplating on them because I want to set things right. But what happens is that I lose control over mind and endlessly I go on entertaining these kinds of thoughts. My time goes waste. So, Baba says, Purani vyarth baaton ka parinam saamne hai, to phir unhe kyon yaad karte ho? You see, these kinds of thoughts we have been having life after life. And we have seen the result of them. Because it is said, as you think, so shall you become. If I have all these negative kinds of thoughts, then I will become like that. What I should do is try to avoid the negative thoughts and try to have the positive thoughts. So, Baba says, if you just are aware what thoughts, your previous thoughts, when we were body conscious, when we did not have knowledge, what they have led us to the present state, peaceless state and vicious state of mind. So then why don't you avoid these kinds of thoughts which have previously landed you in the present state of mind? So this is another way how you should control your mind. And in another Murli Baba said, Kya prakriti mein shakti hai, purush mein nahi. Baba says even the matter, the forces of matter, they also change. Can't you change yourself? Baba says that you should change in order that you may be able to attain your highest state, your most blissful state. And if you don't have that state, even the prakriti, the matter which is insensate, which is not sentient, even that can change. But you are a Purush. You are the more better power. You are a child of God. You should also be able to control yourself. So having faith in your controlling power, try to control your mind. Have the fixity. Because this is the Sangam Yogi period when we can have the climax of bliss. And if we miss this, we miss it forever. And most particularly, Baba has been telling about the state of desirelessness. Because if we have desires, then what we can have is, suppose I want to suppress my desires. The desires come, but I want to suppress the desires. Now if I suppress the desires, all the psychologists and psychiatrists say that if we suppress desires, we get so many mental ailments, you see. Suppression or repression of desires will again give me some mental ailments. So it is better not to have desires. And then again, those desires do not vanish into nothing. They will appear into my dreams, you see. Unfulfilled desires appear into our dreams. So they are going to come anyway. I may be sleeping over them in my state of awakening, but in the sleep they will very much come into my mind. They will try to draw my attention to them, that they are still lurking in my mind. Then I will have, you see, sleepless nights. I won't have sound sleep. And those dreams will be disturbing my mind. Because Baba on the other hand says that the dreams of a Brahmin also should have consciousness of Baba and other things. Our dreams should also be transformed. You see. And then if I fulfill those desires, as I said, those desires would become all the more, they are not going to be finished. So it is better that by means of knowledge, as Baba says, Ichcha Matram Avidya, I should have that state, thinking that if I have desires, because I find this Kali Yugi world, this iron-edged world, is going to get destroyed anyway. Nothing is going to be left, because this is the fag end of Iron Age. And how long is going this world to last? And then all the things here are tamoguni. They are the Iron Age things. They are in the state of deterioration. And they are not going to last. They are not giving us happiness and bliss anyway. So what is the need of possessing them, you see? So just trying to explain it to me on the basis of knowledge, I should try to become desireless, and then only I can have a state of bliss. Now another state of mind. This was the state of mind called the wandering state of mind. Another state of mind is that lack of self-confidence. Because someone asks us to do a particular thing, even in our godly service, we think we do not have the necessary qualification. We don't have that kind of ability. Now, on the one hand, Baba says, if you take the chance, you become the chancellor. You know, in some of the Avyakta Vanis, Baba has said, don't say, no, I can't do it. I have no ability. I have never done it before. I have no practice of it. If you take the chance, you become the chancellor. This is one of the things Baba says. But generally what happens is that we don't have confidence and we think that another person can do better. And we are very much conscious of the other person rather than becoming the instrument. Baba says, "If help yourself and I will also help you." I don't keep that in mind that if I practice, then I will become perfect. And I don't want to practice. On the other hand, I say I don't have practice. And if I refuse to do something and another person is assigned that work, then I feel, either feel jealous, oh, the other person has been given. And I feel I have been neglected. Sometimes it so happens. And in the first instance, I refuse to do something. After that, I feel a sense of deprivation, that I have missed the chance. Then another person has done it in a better way, then I feel that there is all the more feeling of lackness of confidence. I feel, oh, if I had done, perhaps I would not have done this much, you see. So it is better that this much are done. Then I always remain in that same state. There is no improvement, no betterment. So this state of mind, that lack of confidence, which makes me nervous, which gives me sense some kind of fear, so that I do not take chance, do not do service, do not advance, do not make progress. This is also some state of mind which has to be avoided, you see. And so many avyakta vanis, murlis, you will feel deal with this state of mind. I will now give you some points from Avyakta Vanis. Baba in some of the Murli says, Smriti wale ko samarthi aati hai. If you just remember Baba, you will get strength. Alright, I don't have strength. I feel that I am not fit for it. I feel that I have not that ability. Never mind. Baba says, if you remember me, you will have strength. It is his version. But he cannot say wrong. After all, he is God Almighty. What he says is correct, 100% correct. If I have the faith, let me try. Baba has given me the promise. Baba says, you do, I will help you. I will give you the strength. And if I don't have faith even in Baba's versions, then who can help me? Who is else to help me? So, Smriti mein samarthi hai, he says, you will have strength if you just remember. And then in another, he says, Balihar janne wale ki haar nahi hoti. If you just or a garland in Baba's neck, then you will have the garland of success, Baba says. You just make sacrifice. You have sacrificed so many things. And you cannot have non-success. You will certainly succeed. Baba has given you the assurance. Baba says, Vijay aapke maathe par likhi hui hai. Victory is written on your forehead, isn't it? So Baba says, because he is the luck maker, he is the fortune maker, he is writing the line of luck on our face. And he himself says that victory is there on your forehead. You see, I should have faith in him. And in another Murli, Baba says, Hum anek baar ke vijayi hain, vijayi banke dikhayenge. We have been having victory times out of number. Baba says, you think like this. That this part, this play, you have played times out of number. And you are certainly going to be victorious, you see. Whenever you have some kind of a lack of self-confidence, faith in yourself, think of these versions of Baba. I scored victory times out of number and I will certainly emerge victorious. And in another, Baba says, Baba ne humko chuna hai. You see, after all, when we apply for some job, there is a selection board. And that selection board tries to examine what abilities we have. See, then only they select us. Now, Baba has selected us. Who can be a better person than Baba? He has selected us not for nothing. He must have seen some abilities in us. And you know, he knows us better than we know. We didn't know ourselves, he told us what we are. So, there are certain things in us which we are not conscious of, but they are in latent form, in dormant form in us. And they have to be just in a potential form, they are there, they have to emerge. And Baba says that they are there. Therefore, he selected us. So, let us have confidence in him and we will have confidence in ourselves also. So, that lack of confidence will go away if we just think that Baba selected us. We can do it. You see, Baba asks us to do service of scientists, Baba asks us to do service of VVIPs, Baba asks us to give the Baba's message to those souls who are bhaktas, who are doing so many prayers that they may have this and they may have all that. But sometimes we are not successful. And one of the reasons you will find is that we have lack of confidence. And that lack of confidence is an obstacle in our way. We cannot think clearly what we should do. We can do, but we do not think clearly what we do. You mean their desires? Yeah, that's what I was saying, that these desires are not for our own glorification. No, if I just have this kind of an expectation that so many people come and it makes a good news, it's a different thing. But if I want to give Baba's message to so many souls, if I want to be compassionate to a greater number of souls, the difference is only in the outlook. If I find that I am able to do service to so much, my desire is this, then this is not bad. But if I am publicity conscious in the worldly sense, then it means something different. But on the other hand, we have to spread message worldwide. And we have to go back to our sweet home and we want to finish the job. We want to give message to as many people as possible, the greatest number. So if that is our desire, that desire is not something which we must avoid. But if our desire is the negative, you see, it is a worldly kind of desire. Again, in a sense that we want to glorify ourselves, that we planned our program in such a way, we made publicity in such a way, so on and so forth, that so many souls turned up and all that. Rather than thinking that Baba made it possible, Baba helped us, and Baba's children have come, so on and so forth, it makes how we think, that makes all the difference. So, what I was saying was that in another Murli Baba says, Main Aadhar Moot Hoon aur Uddhar Moot. You see, that I am the master liberator. If I think that is my goal, that is my role, then I think I will have confidence in myself. When I think that the person whom I am confronting, some people go to see a VVIP, they are conscious of the other person that he is a VVIP. See, this is a stage of self-confidence. Then I do not lack confidence. So, Main Aadhar Moot Hoon aur Uddhar Moot. Then in another, Murli Baba says that even if you don't have some strength, you lack in strength, and you say that therefore you lack in confidence because you are aware that you don't have that ability. Okay. Then how do we have strength? How do we have ability? You think upon that. And Baba says if someone lacks in physical strength, he does physical drill. If someone lacks in intellectual strength, he does some intellectual drill, some exercise. You see, some kind of an exercise which gives him some kind of an elasticity and muscular power and all that. You see, better health, better stamina, and makes his health better. Similarly, if you think that you lack in spiritual strength, you see, then you should also do some drill. Rather than always think of something lacking in you, you should try to make efforts. And the efforts are to do the drill. And what is the drill in this case? It's the churning of godly knowledge. And also the practice of meditation. So Baba says, if you practice meditation and do some churning, the job in front of you, suppose you have to make a speech, you do some churning. What point you are going to say? Instead of feeling that you can't do it, alright, you try to read Baba's murlis and try to find out the appropriate points and try to practice meditation and try to have the strength. If you just go on thinking that you can't do it, it will not help you. On the other hand, the exercise, this kind of a effort will help you. In another Murli Baba says, some people have the strength of weapons, you know. The military soldier, for example, has a very powerful weapon, an arm and armament of war. and he therefore feels powerful, that he has the strength. He can shoot the enemy from it.
Yes, you see, it is better if we just are constantly linked to Baba, and if we get directly from that source, it is no doubt better. But if suppose I don't have confidence, and that lack of confidence, because of that I am losing that consciousness of Baba also, there is an obstacle in my way, and I feel that I don't have that. So it is better that I make preparations. Baba very often did it, not himself, but he made all this, made us all do it. Because in the beginning, when our senior sisters and brothers who are now doing it, you see, without surname, Baba would say, all right, I give you a topic for the essay. You just turn about it and then come into the class and speak about it in the class. So that is how he prepared. You see, when we attain that stage of constant remembrance of Shiv Baba, so that we are linked to him and get the thing from him, in order to reach that stage, it is better that if we first chant, that has got its own specialities. Mamma, very often we found that she did it both ways. Sometimes she did it by chanting, because certain things were told to her. And at other times she did it just naturally. So when we do something extempore naturally, when our mind is linked to Baba, that has its own merits, no doubt. It's better. But if someone has got lack of confidence, thinking that, oh, he is not able to do it, it's better that he thinks over it. Baba has given us so many points, and he can say. Now at a particular place, he has to explain, you see, how the world drama is of 5,000 years duration. Now, all of a sudden, it may not be possible for him to remember certain things. Baba used to compare it to a leader, to an advocate. Baba sometimes said, when an advocate goes to a court of law to plead a case, he has to think, he has to churn points of law, and he has to note down to take certain notes. Because if he misses an essential point, which is a very crucial point, which is a point of delicate point of law, which he brings it to the notice of the judge at the appropriate time, and that will be the deciding factor in the case. If he misses it then, and comes back home and says, oh, this point I should have said. Now there is no time. That chance has been missed. So Baba sometimes said that you are also like advocates, you are like leaders, like liars. And like a leader goes to a court of law and pleads for that a person who has been given the capital punishment should not be. And for him, it is a question of life and death. And if you miss certain points, then that man is hanged. Who is responsible? The advocate who did not plead properly for him. So Baba said, you must go through the book of law very cautiously, properly, thoroughly, and then take notes. Which point is the most important on which you have to dwell at length? Which point is a minor point, but may serve as a guiding? But which point is the point of law which the opponent may not have in his mind, but is a tactic for you to stress upon? So this you must get prepared. You are like advocates, Baba used. So Baba would emphasize upon both the things, that you should do this way as well as that way. Now after the Murli, for example, why do we read Murlis? If everything comes directly from Baba, we need not read Murlis also. Let us be linked to Baba, and whatever is coming is directly coming from him. So Baba would say, after reading the Murli, chum. Why should we chum? Because we have to give it to others. We are the children of the bestower. We have to tell others what points were there. So that requires chum, both ways. So, but particularly at this moment, since I was talking about those who have lack of confidence, for them I was saying that they could make preparation. That would help. That, is it clear? Now, you see, मैं आधार मूर्त हूँ और उद्धार मूर्त हूँ. That is what I was saying. That I am the support, I am the succor, I am master bestower. I can do something. Because if you think positively, then you have got the strength, then you have the confidence. If on the other hand you think that you are a newcomer, there have been only few days that you have been to knowledge. You see, I tell you my own practical example. I am just reading certain avyakt points from this Murli, but I have not been able to tell you how each point in my own life at certain instances helped. All these points, I go abroad, I talk to people here. If I had time enough, I would tell you how all those points which you have been jotting down or which I have been telling you, how each one helped at a particular moment. Now, when I was in this Gyan, say, only for 4 or 5 days, there was a function in Delhi. There were people, you see, who were having some kind of a big gathering, and they were generally talking about this cow slaughter. There should not be cow slaughter. Now, our knowledge actually had evidently nothing to do with the, something about cow slaughter. Now, Dadi Janki asked me to go to get a chance and deliver a speech. Only 4 days. And I did not know what to say about cow slaughter. I didn't know the attitude of this institution. What special contribution this institution has. What statement they have to make about cow slaughter. And I never had made a public speech. And I did not know that so many people would be there. I thought it would be a small gathering. And she asked me, I had a lot of respect for her. And out of that respect, I said, all right, I will go and do it. Thinking that it is a godly service, I must not refuse. I must take a chance. At that time, I had not listened to this point, take a chance and you will become the chancellor. You see. But I thought that, all right, it is a godly service. And if I can give a godly message, it is all right. But when I went on the stage, I was nervous. I was a child of, a young man of 25, and there were other people, elderly people, who had been making speeches all through their life. They were very, very well versed in their art, about which I knew nothing. I was just a novice into this knowledge. I didn't have even depth of knowledge. You see, only 4 or 5 days I had been into Jnana. And no one had guided me out either. I could not have my link with the Supreme Baba because I was feeling nervous, you see. I was a little bit shaky, you see. But I would say, I had accepted, but when I went on the stage, I felt I should not have accepted. I have committed a blunder in my life. I should have outright said it, I can't do it, you see. After some time, when I have taken more of knowledge, more of strength, I may be able to do it. But I was not able to do it. What I did was, I told the man, you see, even otherwise also, I said, you announce my name after 4 or 5 persons have spoken. Because that would give me some material. I would listen what others are speaking about. Then I would chant. I would make up my mind what I am to speak. And I did it. It gave me some strength. I was able to do it. My shakiness vanished. I was able to have some confidence. I was able to have some confidence because I made some preparation now. The time I was able to get, because it was only instantaneously that we got the chance. Previously we didn't know that we are going to speak. We are being given a chance. And all of a sudden we were given the chance and I was called upon to speak without any preparation. So this gave me some time, and within this time I made some preparation. I was able to speak something and there was some clapping. That gave me some confidence that in future I can do something. And if I had not made any preparation, I would have got a sorry figure. And maybe that for future I would have always refused. I would never do it. But I did it. So churning also helps us. It gives us some strength. It's like an exercise. Baba says, like you do this, it makes you, gives you some strong muscles, gives you some strength. Similarly, this churning, whatever you want to say, just try to have clarity in your mind, what you are going to say. This will give you some strength because you know that what you want to say is something worth being said. First of all is that you must be convinced in your mind, you see. That then only you will be able to make some contribution. If we don't have any clarity in mind and I sit like this and nothing is coming to me, then all are looking at me and I am also looking at them. Nothing is going to happen. So, from that point of view, pardon? What is what? About that cow slaughter? About that, now it's about 30 years, I do not remember. But, you see, I compared cow to so many things in the spiritual, from the spiritual point of view. I just must remember that I compared it to certain other things. I said that cow, if you are able to prevent cow slaughter, it is alright, it is good. But there are other kinds of slaughter, other kinds of sin. We should pay attention to that also. So just giving a little bit about that, I mentioned certain other things of the institution. Because I was given only 5 minutes to speak, you see. And within 5 minutes I had to express. And some people already had said so much about the cow slaughter. And you see, there was nothing new to be said. So I supported what they wanted to say, but after that I wanted to give the message of Baba, and that I gave. Because Baba, further, later on I learned, Baba, you see, compares this soul also to cow. And that sakshlas is a sabbath by which you are killing this cow. And Baba, you know, compares the marriage as the slaughtering of the cow. the women who are under the saber of kama, the sexless, it is, Baba used to say, this is the slaughter. And this whole world has become a slaughterhouse, Baba used to say, because of the sexless. So I was able to compare to various sins, that we have a bias of the conscience, and we generally kill that bias. This is also a cow slaughter, this is also a slaughter. Something comes in my conscience, I should not do it, there is something wrong. I suppress the bias of my conscience. This is also some kind of a slaughter. I said it all starts from here. Those who slaughter the cow, they also get an inner bias. They should not do it. But they suppress their bias. Then only they are able to slaughter the cow. So first of all, let us not slaughter our this cow. Then only we can stop that slaughter of the other cow. So something like this, I said. Not to suppress the bias of the conscience. The bias which leads us to purity, towards God. And the bias which saves us from sin. We suppress that bias, we kill that bias, we murder that bias. And that is from where all kinds of slaughter and murder starts. So this is something like that. Now I will say about another state of mind, which is third state of mind. The first one was the waywardness or the wandering state of mind. The second one was lack of confidence and the nervousness. And the third is the frustrated, dejected, depressed, I should say, dispirited. What Baba generally says, nirash, nirash avastha. So that we lack all the enthusiasm. We do not feel that jumping spirit within us. We have done certain things and we have not been able to attain success. We have been asked to open a center somewhere. We did it, made lot of efforts, but there is no public response. We have not been able to make much headway. Some work has been allotted to us. We have not been able to attain high success in it. So many things may happen. Or we want to be a good yogi, but despite our efforts, we have not been able to have a high state of yoga. We want to eradicate certain bad tendencies in us, some evil habits we know there are in us, but we have not been able to gain success so far. We find that habit is still with us. So we feel depressed because of this. I have been practicing yoga for a year or so, but I have not been able to experience that bliss they generally talk about. I am better than before. But that stage of constancy, that light and might which they generally say that we can have, that angelic state, people say that they are able to converse with Baba, talk to Baba and get the response. I am not able to do it. I sit in the morning, get up early in the morning and do Yag Ki Yatra, that pilgrimage of remembrance. But I am not able to gain the high success as this sister or that brother generally mentions. So I feel depressed. What is wrong with my efforts? And I feel that I am not able to do it while others are able to do. So maybe in the field of service, maybe in the field of having divine qualities, or so far as my efforts in stabilization in meditation are concerned, or in knowledge is concerned. You see, after Murli, the questions are asked. Some brothers and sisters are able to repeat so many points. Their memory is so wonderful that they can retain the original words. And they repeat point after point, they are coming forward with it, as if they are tape recorded in their brain. While if they ask me, I just try to think, then when somebody says that point, I say, yes, I also heard this point, and it was there in my mind. But I was not able to repeat it. So I feel depressed. Instead of feeling happy that I learned the Murli, after the Murli was recapitulated and repeated, I feel depressed, on the other hand, that I was not able to do it. So, this depression, this state of dejection, this state of disappointment, may be because of any reason whatsoever. Maybe I am not making progress even, you see, considering the overall progress in my yogi life. That I have not been able to reach the climax of it. Maybe that I have made all the sincere efforts, which I know I should have. But I am not able to gain what I want to gain. There is still a gap. Now, when this happens, the state of person is generally irritable. The man becomes irritable. You sometimes ask the person what is wrong with him. Oh, why you talk like this today, gentlemen? What happened with you? And the reason is that he is not satisfied with his own self. He is not dissatisfied with anyone else, but with the self he is dissatisfied because he has not been able to attain something which he is after. And he may complain that others are not cooperating with it, this and all that. That is just an outer expression. But the inner, the main basic reason is that that person is himself dejected. He is disappointed. Now, so many obstacles may come. Suppose a person wants to do something. Certain hurdles come in the way and he is not able to remove the hurdles and efforts do not bear fruit and therefore is the depression. So Baba says, lagan mein magan raho, to vighan tal jayenge. If you just stabilize yourself in Baba's remembrance, obstacles will certainly disappear. If we have not been able to success, we should think that we have not been able to stabilize in Baba's remembrance. That is why the obstacles were there. And that is why the obstacles or the hurdles did not, you see, wither away, they did not vanish. It was because there was something lacking in our parts so far as our stage of yoga is concerned. There is no cause for feeling depressed. Rather, we should take a lesson from it. Because Baba has analyzed this situation and he says, lagan mein magan rahenge, to vighan nahi aayenge. Obstacles will certainly not come, he assures us. And let us trust, let us have faith in what he says, that obstacles will certainly not come if you are stabilized in love, in deep love for Baba. In another, Baba says, lakeer se bahar hone se fakir ban jayenge. You beg for the success. You beg for certain results. It is because you have not been able to maintain the line which Baba asked us not to cross. You know, in that Ramayana story, in which Baba says that Sita just crossed the line and she was abducted by Ravana. See, that Maryada ki lakir, that line of Shrimad. If we cross that line, then we become beggars. There are certain Maryadas for us, some codes of discipline which we Brahmins are supposed to observe about our diets, about our coming to the class, about reading the Murli daily, about getting up at Amrit Vela. There are some Maryadas. I find that most of the centers in foreign countries, that chart of Maryadas is generally there put up on a board. Now, if we cross that line of Maryadas, then only the obstacles come and then only we are not successful. So, if we are not successful, there is no cause for feeling depressed and dejected. We should think that we have violated some principle, violated some teachings of Baba. Then we should rather examine what is it that we did wrong, we did not practice. You see, I tell you one thing. Therefore, I was telling you that each one of these versions is a story. It has a story behind us. If you just ask any senior or brother the practical application of these, they will tell you how practically they help and how violation of them caused some trouble. You see, when we went first of all, you see, for foreign tour, we were four or five of us and we were staying in New York. And one of the instructions Baba had given us was that before we start for any service, we set out for any service, we first sit in meditation for some time. Suppose I have an appointment with the Secretary General of United Nations. Another brother has to go to another place. A third sister has to go to get an appointment at some other place. Then before each one of us sets out for our destination, we sit for our meditation. And then only we start our day's work. Amrit Vela meditation is different. Then after that, the morning class is different. But now our service starts. You see, our work day. And before we start on our this, we must sit in meditation. We always did it. But one day, you see, we didn't do it. It was because we were getting late. We are yogis after all. We thought we are Brahmins after all. And we are on godly service. And if we sit in meditation, we will be late. Baba does not ask us to practice meditation even if we miss an appointment. Because of this, we set out to our destination, to our goal. You see, we had a lot of trouble on that day. We have to give, you see, something as a present to the Secretary General. We were not carrying it with us, number one. We went down the lift. We were at the sixth or seventh floor. We went down and we were waiting for a taxi. So many taxis, they were vacant. They could have picked us up. We asked them to stop. They did not stop. None of them stopped. Anyway, we were late. And then all of a sudden we thought that we have not taken the gift which we should have. And then, you see, that appointment was missed. So we went back and sat in meditation, and Sister Shilindra, you know, in Bombay, Sister Shilindra, she was with us. She went in trance, And Baba said, this is the punishment. And you will see what happens today. All our day went waste, I tell you. It was because we violated this. It's a long story, what happened. All of the sisters and brothers remember what happened to us that day. We went, you see that we catch the tunnel train. We missed that train. We rushed up so that now the train is missed. We catch a taxi. We could not catch the taxi. So on and so forth. Then ultimately we got the taxi and we were caught up in a traffic jam. So all these things happened. Now are you getting late? You see, simply because we did not practice that 5 minutes meditation, we got, thinking that we will be late. We were late, so much late, you see. And that 5 minutes might perhaps have helped us. So, you see, we violate some principle, some instructions, which Baba asks us to follow. And then what happens is that we are not able to have success. And when we are not able to have success, we feel rejected. After the day's job on that day, we spent on taxis, trains, ran without food, and came back in the night having not achieved anything. We will have depressed state of mind, you see, that we were not able to do anything. And no, instead of that, we should think that we violated something. And next day we are not going to do this. Then we are students, we must learn. That is the proper way, instead of feeling rejected. Because, but even then we were talking about ourselves, among ourselves also. You see, that we have done something wrong. Previously we didn't understand what we were doing something wrong. But each one of us was saying that today we violated some principle. Otherwise, we are on Baba's service. We have come from India, from such a far off place. After all, it is not our thing, and we are all right. But what is happening, you see? And it was in our mind that we did not sit in meditation. But we were not sure about it. She got the message and made it sure, confirmed it, that this was the reason. At most of the centers, I found that there are copies in English. Yeah. I think they have copies in English, they could give you. Then in another Murli, Baba said, position chhodne se power kam ho jati hai. If you just give up your position, then you become powerless. And then only you can't attain success. And you know what is meant when Baba says that we leave our position. That is our soul consciousness. That we are children of Baba. That we are children of the Lord Almighty. You see, that we are children of that bestower, that liberator. When we have this kind of consciousness, you see, Brother Vishpishore, you must have heard about him. He was one of the senior brothers. He is no more in this form, in this. You see, he was with Baba for quite some time and had a lot of responsible jobs of this institution. He used to meet the VVIPs and represent the institution in government offices. He had so many obstacles to face, so many hard jobs to do. And he very often was successful. And whenever we asked him how and why he was successful, what was the secret of his success, he was saying that his name is Vishpakishore. Vishpakishore means, you see, the son of the sovereign of the world, the son of Lord Almighty, you could say, or the son of Sri Narayana. It could be both ways. Both could be the meanings. And, pardon, the child of God or the child of the world sovereign, the king of the world. So he said whenever he went to do some job on behalf of the institution, he always had this consciousness that he represents the Almighty Government. He is not an ordinary human being, but he is a representative of the most powerful government in the world. And that he represents Shiv Baba. He represents the institution which is run by so many pure sisters. He has all this consciousness. And then he speaks from that strength. And then the things click. He gets success. He never feels that this work will not be done. He will not attain success. But he thinks that since he represents the most powerful one, the Almighty One, the work must be done. It would certainly succeed. Why will not it succeed? He never has got a feeling that it will not happen. He always has the faith that it must happen. So even if someone said this cannot happen, this is against the rules, we can't help you, you see, he would not simply listen. He would say, but this is Almighty's work, you have to do it, so on and so forth. And he did not lose the faith, and ultimately we found that it would happen, certainly it would happen. And whenever we hold so many big, you see, we held conference at Red Fort, if you just listen to the story, how many hurdles came, all the things, you must have your own experience, how many things you think cannot be done, but you would find that you are able to do it. It is because when you feel that it is Almighty's work. Personally, Baba has been ordering us to do so many things which could not be humanly possible. Take the case of the land in Rajouri Garden, which we are able to get. You see, the shape of the land is like this. At one point, the land is like this. It is just a geometrical point. Where it meets the road, the land is like a point. Geometrical point. So, you cannot have even a door. You see, how can you have a door? Even the door must be 3 feet or 4 feet wide. But the shape of your land is a geometrical point. The government says that you can't build a house because your land is like this. And we say that alright, you take some land from us and give some land to us. They say we can't do it because you are not a registered institution. We cannot deal with an unregistered institution. Because you are so many people here and we give some land to you and tomorrow someone comes up and says that I am not a part of the institution, this land belongs to me, I give the money. How are we to deal with these persons? So there is a legal flaw, we can't deal with you. If you were a registered institution, we could give some land to you and take some land from you and then we could widen the shape of your land in the front and you could have a door and we could give you permission to build a piece of building. But now we can't do. You get your institution registered and all right, we will do it. And Baba says we cannot get registered. We are not going to get registered. And they say then we are not going to give you the land. And Baba said they must give the land. Then how are they going to give the land? Then every time we will go to them and they will say, no, we can't give it. Ultimately, they had to. We did not get registered. They had to. So, there are so many things like this, you will find that a time comes that if we go on doing certain things which appear impossible. Baba asked me to get a book printed within 4 days. The book which I had not written. The manuscript of which was not yet ready. And he asked me to write a book on huge contrast between what human beings have been saying and what God says. And he asked me not to leave a single important point. Now, which are the important points, I must first think. And then not a single point has to be left. And I said, how many should be the pages? And he said, I don't know, this is for you to decide. Now, but it should not be a very big book either. But it should contain all the points. It should contain all the points, but it should not be a big book. And it should be printed within 4 days. And not should it only be printed within 4 days, but it should reach all the centers within this time. Because there was Shivratri and all the people had to distribute. How could this be done? After all, we don't have a press of our own. So that day and night we will wake up and print it. We couldn't do it. It was impossible. But when I went to somebody who was a printer, I said we have to get a book printed. He said within how many days? I said within 4 days. He heartily laughed at me. I felt that, you see, he's laughing at me. And he said, I thought, I can't fulfill your order, you see. You give me at least 4 months time. I am already booked for 4 years. But I can accommodate you, you see, after 4 months, not for 4 days. But when I asked him, yes, I said, all right, this is God's work. I know that you are a non-believer, you are an atheist. But for me, this is God's work. One who has asked me to get it done, I can't refuse him. I must do it. Help me. All right, you help me. I told him bluntly to help me. Because I knew that he is an atheist, he is not going to do it. But I told him. And he laughed again. You see. He said, all right, if he is God for you, I am going to help you. I don't believe in God, but if you say it is, and if you are in a difficulty, you see, I said, I can't say no to him. I am your brother, all right, you help. He said, all right, give me the manuscript. I had no manuscript. What should I give him? And I wanted to be printed within 4 days. And not only in one language, but in 2 languages, in Hindi and in English. We have to write first in one language and then to get it translated into another language, you see. Then I asked him to give a corner into his press and a table and a chair and that I would go on giving final draft to the people and they would go on doing it. You know Brother Vishwaratan here? And Brother Vishwaratan and me, we both, you see, slept in the press, woke in the press, sat in the press day and night. We wrote and then went on doing it and then we were able to complete it. And then we went to the railway station and the passengers who were going to various destinations in various trains, we gave small packets to them to deliver it at our centers. And it was able to be fulfilled. But at the very face of it, it looked impossible. But when I just looked at Baba, when Baba said, do it in 4 days, I looked at Baba And Baba looked at me. You see, he understood what I meant. He said, you think it is impossible? I didn't say anything. Baba said, if a newspaper can be printed in one day, you can't print this small booklet for 4 days. You see, daily a new newspaper comes out. You see, such a big newspaper. And you can't print this book. Now, the newspaper have their own big staff. They have a big office. Many of the things are printed before, you see. And they have a lot of people. They have their own machine. I did not have. But Baba was not prepared to listen to all these things. It must be done, you see. What he says must be done is a line on the stone. It can't be rubbed off. It was done. So what we find is that if we just have faith in Baba, I went with this faith, since Baba says it can be done, it must be able to be done. I am a human being. I am not perhaps able to think that it can be done. It is because I have not that capacity perhaps. Therefore I think. But since Baba says it can be done, it can be done. The door can be opened. So even an atheist was prepared to do this job when I told him that God has asked me to do it. He accepted the job and we were able to do it. It is because we had the faith in him. So if we think that way, then things can be done. There is no question of feeling dejected and depressed, but we have to have faith in him. And we have to have that position. Who has sent us? Whose job it is to be done? Who wants us to be an instrument for this work? Then in another Murli Baba says, light, might and divine insight. Light, might and divine insight. Ye teen vardaan mile hai. Inhe use karoge to godly birthright milega. If you use light, might and divine insight, which he says I have given you as divine gifts, then you will have your birthright. Birthright, your birthright is success. You will have success. You will have birthright of success if you use the light, might and the divine insight. So what Baba means is that if we have divine insight and if we plan things, we can foresee things. We can also foresee our line of action. Then certainly things would be able to be achieved. But if we have no clear sight of what we are going to do, how we are going to do, what method we are going to adopt, so on and so forth, then how can things be done? It is because we don't use that insight. And if we have the insight, we don't use the might. We should use our full might. Whenever we want to do anything, we must do it with full might. And we should feel that we are light. We should remain in that proper state of mind. And then we should use the insight. We should have a clear vision of what we are going to do. And then just see how can the things not be achieved. You must have success. You must have your birthright. But you can have your birthright only when you use these three things. Light, might and insight. Then in another Murli Baba says, yukti se mukti milti hai. You must have heard it so many number of times. Yukti. Yukti se mukti milti hai. A stratagem gives us the liberation. Even the liberation, if we want to attain, we have to have some methodology. There must be a proper way of doing things. There must be a proper strategy. Without that we can't attain. So therefore Baba says there is no question of feeling depressed. If you are not able to have some success, it must be because you did not have the proper strategy, the proper stratagem, the proper method, the proper way of doing things, so that it could make the whole thing click, you see. So you must remember that yukti se mukti milti hai. If you want to attain success, you must have some clarity of mind, must be somewhat clever in doing certain things. And in another Baba says, vidhi se siddhi milti hai. You see, if you want to have success, they say that there is some method, even in madness, they say. So if you want to attain some success, there must be some method you must follow. So you must be clear in your mind how you are going to attain your goal, how you are going to do certain things. You arrange some program, you fix up some, function. You, whatever you want to do, even in a center, you have to place proper things at the proper place. There must be some kind of a planning, some kind of a system. So, vidhi se siddhi milti hai. If you are not able to attain some success, it is because you did not adopt the proper method. So the way is to have introspection and to have analysis why it happened like that, and then to come to some conclusion for your future guidance rather than to feel depressed. In another, then Baba said, tufano ko tofe samjo. Alright, you set upon doing something and certain obstacles came in your way, certain storms, you see, were there. Then Baba says those storms are always, they leave behind them some gems. Like the storm from the sea, they see so many precious jewels, precious stones, they scatter after them on the shores. So you must think that if there are certain obstacles coming, why should you be afraid? Why should you feel depressed, dejected? They would certainly lead you to certain achievements. If you just look to what they left after they were over, you would find that they mellowed your nature. Maybe rough corners of our nature were smoothened, you see. We might have been arrogant, we might have been proud of ourselves. Might have been certain other roughnesses in our mind, and you would find that they have been sharp, they have been smoothened. We gained certain things ultimately. We were more experienced. They gave us some strength when they left us. So you shouldn't look upon them as some kind of an obstacle or a hurdle. They are going to come. Because you as a son of an almighty being have to overcome over them. They are the tests of your strength. And then you can know how much strong you have become and what is lacking in you. So they will also leave certain good lessons for you. You should take those storms not as storms, you should not be perturbed. Rather than you should welcome them because they would give you some precious gems. And in many murlis, you know, Baba has been saying, swasthiti se parasthiti ko jito. All the situations you can conquer by means of stabilizing in yourself. The situations will come. As the people say that you can't change the events, but you can change the attitudes, some people have said. But not only the events, even the events can be changed, Baba says, provided you just are stabilized in yourself. That will give you the power, because how it does give us the power? Now, how do we examine it? Suppose I am stabilized in the self. Alright, I am soul conscious. I am trying to remember Baba. Now, who will explain how it helps me to gain control or victory over my situations? I may have so many kinds of difficult situations. Now, this simply soul consciousness, how is going to help me? Pardon? Now, would you explain a particular situation? That this is the situation. I am soul conscious. And this is how it makes me clear. And how it makes me victorious ultimately. Yes? It is the same thing you said, clarity of mind, if we observe. Now give us a particular concrete example. You see how it helps us. Because people say that we should set to action.